welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. Big welcome to today's podcast. I hope you're doing really well. Over the last few weeks, I've had a 9-day holiday, and then here in the UK, it's been a long bank holiday weekend, so it's like all a bit close together, all this time off, but also lots of beautiful work in between. Today on the podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit, just short and sweet, about how breathing can help your core stability. Now, many things with mindfulness Pilates can help your core stability, and I thought we'd throw in a bit of statistics and research today, and also comparing the benefits of Pilates and yoga as well, because that's quite an interesting study that I'll tell you about in a minute. So as usual, we'll do your meditation breathing for you today. I'm going to do a whole 5-minute one. It's very, very effective to do this for 5 minutes. You can do it for 10, 15, 20, but 5 is brilliant. And I think little and often is always great. Always get teach the 30-second one and 1-minute ones as well for clients, which you can do too on the podcast. Always going to be picking you a happy and calm card message. It's been a brilliant teaching day so far. A client with arthritis has been starting, and it's doing really, really well. They're really over the moon with the benefits. And another client and her husband have been doing their Pilates, one injury-free, and just loves it for the strength, the core, and the calm. And her husband for his back, and it's so much better. And that's just a joy. I was really quite emotional when she mentioned that today, you know, how it's really helping so much, because we can all do things to help ourselves, can't we? One of my clients in the last week said that they're just really enjoying their Pilates journey. They're only in the first few weeks, but they're practicing twice a day. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, twice a day, are you joking? Well, I'm recommending my clients are practicing 6 minutes at a time. So twice a day actually isn't, it's not that big a deal, is it, if you know. There we go. Now, before we get delve into the breathing and benefits, I just wanted to share with you a beautiful testimonial from Julie New, who's a personal recovery coach and author of The Grief Garden Path and Who Are the Flowers in Your Garden, who's been a guest many times on the podcast, actually, who's also my sister. She says, if I didn't do my Pilates, I wouldn't be functioning properly. If you're sat at a computer, Zoom calls all day, you need to move more. I stiffen up and it boosts my productivity and it helps me fulfill my purpose on the planet. Julie New. So I think that's just so true, isn't it? You know, I've been at a 2-hour WIBM Women in Business networking meeting today. It's so important to take a little break. And when I visit the meetings, I always do calm to happy in 1 minute for everybody, just to take a little bit of time to recharge the batteries, close your eyes, think about your posture, breathe, relax, re-energize, receive a beautiful affirmation like well done, and then energize and get the energy up as well. So calm, happy, and get the energy and confidence and happiness and things up. That's very important. Right, let's just delve into the tip of the day. I'm going to give you 2 main tips of the day today. Sometimes we often go for 3, don't we? So the first one is about breathing. Now, there's research. I'm actually qualified with the BCPA, which is Body Control Pilates Association. Anyway, there's also another association called APPI. That's the Australian Physiotherapy one. And they quote research on how adding in the Pilates, lateral thoracic breathing, the style of breathing in Pilates, and breathing is, you know, one of the first principles of Pilates, and it's very fundamental. If you do the lateral thoracic breathing, which is breathing into the ribs and the back, and then engaging your deep abdominal muscles during all of the exercises, it actually increases your core stability. So it's really, really important to make sure you're doing the breathing properly, also tensing your shoulders or breathing into your stomach during the exercises. And that will help engage those deep abdominal muscles more, increasing your core stability more, which then protects your back more and gives you more support in the low back. So that's one thing, one tip I wanted to give you. So really breathe with the exercises, breathe with your Pilates or breathe with other exercises as well. So that's the first tip of the day. And it's also, it helps you have immense concentration whilst you're doing your exercises. It makes the time fly because you're in the moment, you are being mindful, you are concentrating on your breathing whilst you're doing your stretch or whilst you're doing your core stability or whilst you're doing your back strengthening exercises. Absolutely fantastic. It's the most wonderful way to switch off doing mindfulness classes because you're having to think and concentrate so much on the breathing whilst you do the movement or the stretch or the thing you're doing at that moment. So it's really brilliant from a mental health point of view as well, because it does make you feel better afterwards. And if you don't feel like doing it, do it. It will always make you feel better afterwards. Right, now tip two today, it's actually all about, I just wanted to let you know about the how just doing Pilates, the benefits you can get from it. Now, most people come to me wanting to get the back strength because their backs ended up weak. You can do that. They want to improve their core stability because that's got weak, you know, through not using it enough. Or sitting down too much, not exercising enough. And, you know, we always need this type of exercise, mindfulness Pilates, alongside cardiovascular. You can't do one without the other. So always at least walking as well on a daily basis. So with this tip too, I just wanted to quote, I was one of the Pilates experts in this article in lifescience.com. I'll put the article in the comments for you so you can read it in full. Anyway, in this particular article, it was all about flexibility, and they quoted a study in 2018 study published in the Journal of Exercise Rehabilitation and found that participants who practiced Pilates for 1 hour, 3 times a week for 8 weeks improved their scores on a functional movement test, which measures things like balance, stability and mobility more than people who did yoga or a controlled group who didn't exercise at all. So I have to say, I do sometimes get asked what's the difference between Pilates, yoga and yoga. And it does come up with, you know, more benefits than yoga on in those areas. Now, it then goes on to say, here's my bet. If 3 hours of Pilates a week sounds daunting, don't worry. Pilates expert Bevy Densham, that's me, told Life Science that 6 minutes of Pilates every morning before breakfast can be beneficial. Once you have worked with an instructor, ensure you are doing the moves correctly. I do, of course, recommend a minimum of 1 hour a week with me as well, though. People like, you know, who improves the most? The people who practice more. And that is the truth of the matter. And, you know, the more stiff you are, the more aches and pains you've got going on, you know, the more important it is to see a teacher and put the time in. You get the results. I mean, I've seen that time and time again. And my mum, who is a guest on the podcast, is a very good example of that. She does 4 hours a week. But for most people, 1 hour a week is really good in daily practice and incorporating it into your lifestyle. So the tip two is all about, you know, inspiring you with the benefits. And we're going to go into today's happy and calm card and then into today's 5 minute breathing for you. So today's happy and calm card message for you is, that is hilarious. I've just shuffled them, found the cards out. We got core stability. Yes. Oh, that's still so brilliant. My core stability and back strength is improving. Now, this affirmation, if I read this to you and you're listening on the podcast, wherever you are right now, and you're thinking, no, it's not. Well, you can turn that around. All you've got to do is get going with it. That it's as simple as that. And once you start doing the core stability exercises, you can then, whilst you're doing those exercises, you can then confidently say to yourself, my core stability strength is improving. When you're doing your back exercise, you can then confidently say to yourself, my back strength is improving. I don't think the affirmations like, my back strength is the best in the world or anything like that. That is not a good affirmation, because to be quite honest, we can always improve. We can always take our strength to another level. And that's my job, to help you constantly take your strength to another level. And other times it's to maintain it. Maintenance is always vital. It's like brushing our teeth. You've got to keep brushing the teeth. So I hope that's inspired you a bit. I hope that's inspired you a bit. So we're going to, I might change the title of this podcast after reading that research to you. So yeah, if you want to read that research, you know, article and research, you know, on the bigger benefits of Pilates to yoga and, you know, about flexibility and stuff, you can have a read of that in the show notes. But for now, we're going to go into meditation for you. 5 minutes breathing. Now, as well as the Pilates core stability breathing, I also teach relaxation abdominal breathing, and this has huge benefits for the mind, the body, the posture, mental health, happiness. It gives you a lovely full expansion of your lungs. So when you're doing this meditation, just allow your tummy muscles to relax and rise and fall. So enjoy. So welcome to your number 40 relaxation meditation, sitting or lying down comfortably. However is comfortable for you, close your eyes, either with a cozy blanket, and just let your tummy rise and fall. If you want more back support, if you're lying down, you can bend your knees or have cushions or support under your knees. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. But quite nice, strong breathing, so you can hear the breathing. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Gonna go for another 8 there in your own time, relaxing more on each out breath. Feeling your tummy rise and fall. Nice deep breath into the lungs. So in the number 40 relaxation meditation, it's just basically 4 sets of your number 10 relaxation meditation, going into the second lot of 10 breaths. Enjoy. In through your nose, let the tummy rise, and out through the mouth, relax. Enjoying 10 more in your own time for the second. Going into the third part of your next number 10, 10 breaths. Concentrate, stay awake as you breathe and strong, and breathe and relax another 10 times. And the final 10 breaths, in through your nose, out through your mouth, relax, feeling your tummy rise and fall and relax. Stay alert and concentrate on counting those final 10 breaths to bring you up to 40 and enjoy. And relax. Breathe in a calm, relaxed way with today's affirmation of I love to smile. Smiling makes me happy. Enjoy. Okay, so we're back after the meditation. How did you feel during the meditation and how do you feel after? It's a 40 breath meditation today and it's very, very effective. It's a really brilliant way to start the day with something like that. It's up to you what order you do your morning routine and I highly recommend it, combining the mindfulness Pilates with the meditation mindset, positive affirmations, 1 minute journaling, and make it a whole little routine. But it doesn't have to take long. If you add in that extra breathing as well, it can really start your day very, very well. And I keep playing around with the order of my morning routine. I'll share that with you more another week. So have a fantastic week. And don't forget to say to yourself, my core stability and back strength is improving. And if it's not at the moment, you want to do something about it, you can always book the one-to-one taster session at my Mindfulness Pilates Zoom studio. The other thing is, you can also read in the May edition of Soul and Spirit magazine, a beautiful article on manifestation and how I manifested my book and moving to the sea and other things. It's a really inspiring article that's out. Got different podcast interviews coming up and coming out soon, so I'll let you know about those as well. And I'm also on a fantastic guest blog as well. I'll keep you posted. Keep in touch on all the social medias and Instagram, Beverly_Densham, Beverly Densham on social media. Love to see you there as well in between. And please share, rate and review if you feel this podcast or another episode can help a friend or family or someone you know. Have a great week. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduce back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.